James Johnson here, and I'm glad that you're here. And I'm proud that you're sticking with us, because this is info that you need to know when you're selecting your markets, or when you're reviewing a new market, or even when you're doing your due diligence on a specific property. This info that we're going to review is need-to-know stuff. So I'm glad that you're here, and let's get started. So in this video, what we're going to be reviewing is three separate things. First, the median home price and why that's important. Second, the low-end, cheaper home prices and why that's important. And lastly, the vacant housing percentage. So all three of these things go hand in hand, and you're going to find them in the same searches while you're doing them. And the reason why these are important is because home prices and single-family houses are going to be competing with your units. If houses are, you know, very cheap, then, you know, some potential tenants rather just move into a house, you know, for several reasons, whether it's, you know, they're able to for that pride of ownership, you know, having a nice little backyard and their own space. If it's a low-end, cheap price, tenants are going to want to do that instead of maybe renting your units. So that's why it's important to find out what the median home price is and also what the low-end home price is. All these searches are only going to take less than 5 minutes, so just stick with us and you'll see how simple it is. So as we're getting started, I wanted to say that the low-end home prices for these searches, what you're looking for is you don't want to see homes that are, the average is less than $80,000. Because if it's less than $80,000, A, your rents are going to have to be very low, and B, people are not going to want to rent. They're just going to go and own because it's just as easy to go and pick up a little house as it would be to rent. So that's why we're going to make sure that, you know, you don't run into that problem down the road and that you go into anything with all the information you need with the home prices. So we're going to use three sites. First, city-data.com. And for each one of these three sites, we're going to do two different cities. We're going to do Sarasota, Florida, and then we're going to do Eden, North Carolina. So first, we'll do Sarasota. And what you're doing on city-data is you're just going for the home information. You probably recognize the site. We've been on it before. And all we're looking for now is just scrolling down. And it is right here. So estimated median house or condo value in 2015, so this is a little backdated, is $202,000. And the Sarasota average of 202 is higher than the Florida average of 179. And they'll show you the number from 2000, so obviously it's grown a lot from the $95,000 average price 17 years ago until now. But this is just a quick search that you want to do. You also want to see the median gross rent, $993. You want to look at the mean prices for other types of structures, you know, 5 units and up, obviously very important to know. Triplexes and fourplexes here, duplexes here. So you want to see those, and then you also just want to, you know, get a feel for it, see, you know, scroll over the rest of the info. Take a minute or two to do that, but all we're doing right now is just getting that median house value. So we've done Sarasota. Looks good. Over $200,000. That's great. Now, we will go back to the home page, and we'll do Eden, North Carolina. And then, same thing. We are going to scroll down. And all right, the median house value in Eden is only $83,000. So like I said in the beginning of the video, anything that's $80,000 or under is a huge red flag. And what makes this even more of a red flag is look at the North Carolina average of $160,000. So Eden is actually about 50% of that. So this is a big red flag. And if the median is 83, that means there's a lot that are under 80, and then there's obviously a handful that are above. So this is a huge red flag, and you definitely, if you're looking at a market or a property and you see this come up, you really want to dig deeper into this, which we're going to do now, but that is a big red flag. And this is very simple, so just stick with this. It's only going to take you maybe 5 minutes total, if even that, maybe 3-4 minutes to do these searches. After you're done with city dash data, we're going to go to Sperling's Best Places. So that's just www.bestplaces.net. We're going to do the same two searches. Here we're looking for two pieces of info. Okay, so right on the main page, it's going to show the median home price, $262. It's a little bit higher than the city dash data site, but this is a little bit more updated, so the prices have gone up in the past 2 years. And then you're going to go over to the left side underneath the Use This Checklist drop-down, and you are going to click on Housing Stats. Next, again, you just want to see the median home value, $262. What we've noticed on this site is that the home appreciation number is almost always wrong. The houses in this area have not gone down 18% over the last year. That's a faulty number. And then you want to see, you know, renters make up 36% of the population. And then this 20, this is also where we're going to find the vacancy rate. So this is for houses, rentals, everything, and it's saying it's 21%. So that might, that's very, very high. That catches my eye right away. But if you scroll down, the reason why it's so high is that's factoring in all of the vacation rentals. So a lot of people have second homes in the area, or they have, you know, ones that they rent occasionally as vacation rentals. So that amounts for almost 12.5% of that 20%. So you could see that the other vacancy rates for rented, for sale, those are very low. So it's just this vacant vacation that's skewing that number. So if you're looking at a market or a city and it's super high, definitely just scroll down and see what exactly is comprising that. Then you just want to look around here, get a feel for the numbers. And remember, while you're doing this, you want to become an expert in any market that you're investing in. You want to know it like the back of your hand. So just really get a feel for all the info and all the statistics on this housing stats page. So now we've checked the median home price on two sites. They're very similar, and we've also we have the vacancy rate. But before we go to the next one, we'll do Eden, North Carolina, just to compare. Okay, and here you could see that the median home price is only $65,000. So that's low. The other site said 83, this one says 65. Either way, those are both numbers that you don't want to see. Just, you know, if houses are selling for 40, 50, 60 grand, it's going to be very tough to rent your units. And that's exactly what we saw when we were looking at a property in this market. We had saw 4-bedroom and 3-bedroom houses that were renting for $300. So how are we going to compete with our rentals with a house that's $300, that has a backyard, that's 1,500 square feet? It's just not going to happen. So that's what you want to be looking at here again. Then you also will just check the vacancy rate. So we have to go back over to housing stats for Eden. Okay, and 14.8% is the vacancy rate, so let's see, that's high again, so let's see what comprises that. And as you can see, that's not in the vacation section, that's spread out amongst everything. So that's just another red flag. Obviously, we've used this example before and why we ended up not, you know, investing in this market. But I just wanted to show you the difference between Sarasota and Eden, and what you want to be looking for. Alright, and now we will go to the last site, which is just Zillow.com. I'm sure you've been on this site before. You've definitely at least heard the name. So the third piece that we're looking for, because we've already found the median home price and the vacant housing percentage, now we're looking for the low-end home price. So this is just the quickest, easiest way to do it. And the reason why we use this is because this is what tenants are doing. Imagine if you're looking at moving to a new area. even if you know you're going to rent, you're probably still going to do a search of the houses in the area just to see what are, you know, maybe I could, you know, get into a smaller house, or maybe I could be a first-time home buyer. So you just want to put yourself in the tenant's shoes. And if they're doing it, you want to also go through the same process. So first, let's do Sarasota, Florida. Wait for that map to load. And then a couple things here. So you want the home type set on just houses for now. No apartments or condos, no townhomes, just single family houses. Then you also want the price in the beginning. Go to the max and just put it on any price. And then underneath listings, you just want for sale. You don't want recently sold or potential listings. You just want what is for sale right now. Okay, so now that's loaded. So what you want to do now is just get a feel for what's for sale and the price in the area. And you know, this is the easiest, quickest way to do it if you don't have the MLS or an agent that can do it for you. You just want to just scroll around, just put yourself in the tenant's shoes. 270, 300, 785,000. So just, you know, do a couple houses on each side of town. 500, 105, 129, over a million, 230. So you just want to scroll around for a second, just get a feel for a handful of the houses in the area and what the price is. And then this is the important part. You're going to want to go back to the price dropdown and in the max, type in $80,000 for the max. And then redo that search again. So now you can see that there's barely any, which is a good, that's a very good thing to see. So we have a house that's an auction, so never mind. Okay, $45,000, this is a mobile home. For 45, auction. So the houses that are auctions, the price is going to be set lower than 80, but they're going to sell for way more than that. So don't let those deceive you. Another auction. A little condo for 48. So you could see under $80,000 in this market, there is not much. So, you know, renters are not going to be able to easily get into a house as a first-time home buyer. So you're going to see that this is a very good thing to see because you're not going to have much competition with those lower-end, cheaper houses. So now we're going to go back to the Zillow main page, and now let's do Eden. And based upon what we've seen, I think you could probably guess what's going to be showing up. Even this first one over here that is popping up. Look at that, $17,000 for a 2-1, 1,200 square foot house. Okay, so we're going to do the same exact thing that we did. We'll do any price in Eden. Make sure we're set on just currently for sale. Okay, and houses. So this is Eden in here, right by these two rivers. And you can see 20K, 25K, 200K. 233, so this is a little, this is the nicer section of the town right here, I know. 45, 39, 59, so this isn't looking too good, this isn't looking too promising. Now we will replicate our Sarasota search, and we will put it on 80. Okay, so you can see, not much left, only a handful of houses dead. So every one of these red dots is a house that's under 80. That's not good. And if it's, you know, maybe it's borderline close, so we'll do even under 50. There's a lot of homes that are under 50. So this is going to be very tough competition for your rentals. If you're competing with houses that are, like this one over here, that are less than $20,000, it's going to be very tough to fill whether a duplex or a 40-unit building. Because just imagine what the rent on that house would be. So that's pretty much everything for those three searches. Just to review, remember, we are finding the median home price, the low-end home price, and then the vacant housing percentage. And we're able to do that by using city-data.com. bestplaces.net, and then lastly, replicating what a tenant would do and searching Zillow. So remember to do this every time you're analyzing a new market, and then when you are actually in your due diligence on a property, because this could be a huge reason why you run into problems down the road. So don't let this intimidate you. It's very easy, as you just saw, and it's only going to take you 5 minutes to do all this. I appreciate the time, and I will see you on the next video.